Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that sounded like a really short one. Welcome, everybody, to Spiritual Connections Radio. You have your host, Mark Rawson, here, and I'm really excited to start up our show here with Brigitte and Mike and what we are going to call a new series that's going to run monthly called Saint Germain Radio. And with that, if you want to find out more about this show and other shows and the schedule and everything else, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I will introduce Mike and Brigitte. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi there. Yes, we are here. So I guess it's now for us to talk. Mike, you have anything to say?
I just hope everybody enjoys our show tonight.
Definitely. And it's kind of exciting to bring Saint Germain out on the radio waves like this, because he certainly loves to share his wisdom and his love with everyone. So thank you so much for listening in and listening to this monthly radio show. The whole idea is that Saint Germain has walked the path of enlightenment before us. He is an ascended master of transformation, love, mercy, and through incarnations he has mastered a way of handling himself, handling all aspects of the human form, and has ascended into more of a light body by raising his frequency, and is now helping all of us to walk the path of enlightenment too. And so this radio show is very much geared towards that. It's not just simply a show. It is really meant to bring healing, to bring a heart opening, to bring divine wisdom and guidance. And at some point, you will even be able to call in. We will have a few callers that can call in and ask Saint Germain questions when he opens up the lines. So we are really excited to bring this out into the world. I'm sure there are others doing it too, but for us, it's the first time. And the flow is that Mike Snyder, who is very much a channel through the piano he's playing, will open with a beautiful 10-15 minute piece of celestial music. And what I highly recommend is that during this time, you really sit in meditation and you already open yourself up to an intent of what it is you want to receive from this transformational event tonight, because it's not simply a radio show. It is a transformational event. So sit, allow yourself to already receive. There are already all of your guides, guardian angels, spirit guides, they're all lining up around you. So allow them to connect even further with you and go within. Be in contact with your heart. Be in contact with your own inner self and really allow yourself to have this time for you. You know, life is so busy and we work and we do and so many things are happening. And sadly, not always good things. Sometimes we are challenged and adversity breeds courage, breeds greatness. We know that. And yet when we are in the midst of it, it is mighty tough. So use this time now for you to rejuvenate, to release some stress, to hear some words of love, and to simply go and expand to a greater aspect of yourself. Because remember, and this is really important to remember, you are part of God, Source, Creator, all that is. And you came out of this totality, out of that oneness, and you stepped out as an individuated self. But now it's time for you to remember that that's what you still are within you. That's who you are. So use this time as a reawakening, as a reminding you of who you are. So I hope you're going to enjoy yourself. We will start now. Mike will start tuning his piano in. So just sit, relax, enjoy. When he's done playing, I will no longer be the one talking. It will actually be Saint Germain coming through me. I have channeled Saint Germain for 9 years now publicly. He kind of picked me. It wasn't the other way around. And that's a story by itself that I don't think I have time now to tell. But Saint Germain will use me as his voice, will then talk to you directly, will take you on some inner journey, and will then, then at the end, we'll close this mic playing another piece of celestial music. Now, if you want to find out more about us, you can go to Mike Snyder's website at www.mikesnyder.cc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. And there you actually find recordings of previous events, too, if you're interested in downloading them or if you want to contact Mike for individual sessions, which he offers via Skype. You can certainly do that, too. And you can contact me directly or check my information out by going on to my website, which is www.lightbridge101.com. And Lightbridge, it's just like the light and the bridge, so it's fairly easy. So enjoy yourself now. I will let the talking be and just allow yourself to receive beautiful healing energy through the music of Mike Snyder. Thank you. Thank you. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with great joy that I come before all of you who are listening to this radio event. To simply call it a radio show would not be sufficient, because it is so much more. First of all, a deep gratitude for all of you who have taken your time to listen to us, not only here this evening, but in general, to be willing to move into that place of stillness and to open your inner ears to our words of love, of guidance, of direction, and for you to not give up hope, but to continue on your path of enlightenment, no matter what. Many of you have experienced the beginning of this year as quite a challenge on many different levels. A form of purging has been taking place. Physical problems have come to the surface, as well as relationship issues, work-related issues, emotional issues, you name it. And here you are wondering what happened or what is still happening. There was this great day of December 21st, 2012. And what has it brought to you? Has it brought to you ease? Has it made it easier for you to walk the path of enlightenment? Or did it appear to make it more difficult? Well, the answer is all yours, in a way that it is for you to recognize that you hold the power of manifestation within you. What occurred on December 21st, 2012, was an anchoring of a seed of love within the heart of the earth, as well as the heart of every human being. When earth aligned herself, the sun and the galactic core that day, a great infusion came in from that galactic, or shall I say, universal consciousness down to the earth. And so for every single one of you, that seed was planted deep within your heart. And so how does consciousness expansion really happen? Doesn't happen in 1 minute, in 1 second? Well, it certainly could. And part of you remember how quickly it happened to you in other lifetimes, in other places besides Earth. But always remember that you've come here to Earth to not only ascend yourself, but to assist humanity as a whole to ascend. So you've entered human consciousness, that heaviness here on Earth, to assist in transforming and transmuting lower frequencies into the higher frequency of love and light. And so you continue this work only now, since 12/21/2012, you've kind of found your spot. Even so, you might not think you found your spot. You are exactly at the place that you need to be. And if you don't really feel it yet, trust me when I say that slowly the transformation is taking place in your life that shows you that you are where you need to be now. Now, that might change in a few years from now, but for right now, you can take a deep breath and you can stop seeking and wondering and just stop and hold for a moment and recognize that everything is in perfect divine order. And you no longer have to prove to yourself that you can be spiritual, that you're worth it to be loved, worth it to be respected, worth it to be appreciated. Because you are all that. You are divinity in physical form, coming here to Earth to assist matter on Earth to shift and change its vibration. Now we, the Ascended Masters, who have walked the path of enlightenment before you, we certainly don't pick days, by mistake or just because we feel like it. So today's date holds a certain amount of significance. 2/13/2013 holds within it the number 66, which is very much connected to matter, to the material world. One of the greatest challenges that humanity is facing at this time is their relationship towards the material world. There often is that sense of judgment that judges money or any aspect of the material world as non-spiritual. And yet, money or the material world in general is neutral. It is neither good nor is it evil. It is neutral. It is for those, though, who connect with this material world, that are the driving force behind it, that can decide whether the material aspect will hold a vibration of love or a vibration of fear. Much has been happening here in this country especially, but all around the world, in the awakening process due to economical crises, bringing your attention back to money, to possessions, to what you've attached yourself to, asking you to release that fear of not having enough, to replace it with a trust and faith that you always will be provided for. Now, I also chose this day to speak out in the open about this because it is the day before Valentine's Day, a day so focused on the vibration of the heart. And so it is just as we always talk about aligning mind with the heart, that it is also important for you to align your heart with the material world, to start seeing it differently, to stop seeing it as a form of limitation or as your enemy, so to speak, but to recognize that if you're willing to accept that you are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is, that you hold the flame of divinity within you, that radiant light, that all-knowing, that vastness of all that is within you. So if you're willing to recognize that, if you're willing to hold this close to your heart, then you can no longer accept simply being a victim of outer circumstances. Because I'm sure you would never think God, Source, Creator, all that is, to be a victim of outer circumstances. Then you know in your heart that you have the ability to infuse the material world with that divine light and that divine love that is so strong within you. And so I invite you in the days ahead, and especially starting tomorrow, that you take a new approach to the material world, that when you give out money to acknowledge the divinity within that too, within the material world, within that what appears so lifeless and dense, to also see the divinity within that. The great part that is hindering you in the process of living in abundance is that sense of self-judgment. And you might say that that self-judgment is rooted in your childhood or past life experiences, but really bring yourself back to the present moment, to the here and now. What would you say to yourself if the past had no power over you, past relationships that hurt your heart, that disappointed you? What would you tell yourself in the present moment? Would you say you're not worthy of love? Would you say you're not worthy of living in abundance? Or would you start being willing to see the divinity within yourself and change that statement into the statement of the I am perfect divine essence made manifest into physical form, living in abundance of love, of joy, of peace, of all that is? Shift your focus. And yes, it holds true that you are part of a collective consciousness. And that's a collective consciousness, when in fear, will also affect you as an individuated self within that collective consciousness. And again, if you bring yourself back to the moment, to the here and now, and allow the stillness of the here and now to infuse every cell of your body, then you can make a different choice. Then you can hear the outer voices of doubt and fear outside of yourself, but they can no longer touch you. And so I invite you now to take a few deep breaths. And with every out breath, allow yourself to sink deeper within your heart self, within the vastness of who you are. Allow all that mind chatter to go. All the fear, all of those conspiracy theories, and all of those stories in the media telling you that there's no tomorrow, telling you that there will be nothing left for you to defend yourself. Let them all go. Every out-breath, breathe out that mind chatter and just bring yourself into that vastness of your heart. The vibration of inner stillness, of inner peace. Take another deep breath. And sink even deeper into yourself. And as you do that, allow yourself to feel, to sense that brilliant light of the divinity within you. It has always been there. Even at your darkest moments, it has always been there. You might have forgotten. You might have ignored it. But it has always been there. So allow yourself to feel that brilliant white light. And I specifically say feel because some of you get a bit frustrated because you don't have that inner sight yet. You can't see the auras yet, you can't see all these things yet, and it's not about the seeing that aura. It's about allowing yourself to feel the truth. It is about the inner knowing that what you feel is real and not just the imagination. And the driving force really behind this is that if you intend this in your heart vibration for something to be a certain way, and you put your all knowing, that sense of knowing this is the truth and there can't be any other truth than that, you're already halfway there in manifesting it into the physical realm. So, feel that light within your heart. This brilliance, the radiance. It is your own radiance that is within your heart. It is your own wisdom, love. God sends your own Buddha mind. Your own ascended master self. And this is what happens when you use statements of the I am. The I am statement recognizes at that moment the divinity within yourself. So when you say I am this, I am that, you recognize that you within you are all that can be. True potential. Endless possibilities. So, now that you are inside of that incredibly brilliant, illuminated heart of yours, allow yourself to go even deeper. Feel the presence of the angels around you. Feel the presence of your guardian angel that is right there with you right now. And of course, there are no aspects in your life that you don't feel very peaceful about. Whether it is the lack of money, whether it is a relationship that is not working the way you would like it to see, whether it is not knowing who you are or why you're here that frustrates you. So allow this now slowly to come up to the surface. And as it comes up to the surface, as you allow it to breach your mind, let that brilliant divine light, that golden radiant light within you, and maybe the light within you might even have a different color. There's no limits to how it can present itself to you. Let that light now take a hold of that thought, take a hold of that situation in your life. If it is easier for you, even visualize that light leaving your heart and entering into that particular situation that is giving you so much grief. If it is your bank account that seems so low, envision it in that radiant light to be exactly where it needs to be. If it is that concern about a loved one or about your child, feed that light into that child, into that loved one, and see shifts taking place. Don't see it with the way your eyes see it. See it with your heart, through the power of inner knowing that these changes take place. You are all powerful, all beautiful. It is only your judgment of self that is holding you back. So I ask you now, instead of judging your judgment, to even invite your judgment into that light, to make peace with your judgment, because it has kept you strong. It has kept you growing spiritually, because it has created adversity in your life that made you become even stronger. So bring it into that light too. Just like a beautiful lotus flower that's nurtured by the light, you too can feel yourself opening up. You can feel your heart opening up and getting lighter. You can feel the heaviness falling from your back. And at this time, your guardian angel is putting his or her hand on your back, infusing you with even more love, igniting even more of a force of your own divinity within you to create a swirl of light that is pulling you upwards. It's pulling you upwards out of your body, further upwards, through the portal of the sun. You can feel stepping through the portal of the sun of the solar system, moving you further up and further up through the portal, through the galactic core. Melting back into that vastness of all that is God, Source, Creator, your true potential, your true divinity, your source, your origin, as well as your destination, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And here you have now a great possibility, a great chance, or should I say a great opportunity. Before you step out of that all that is, and you allow yourself to become the individuated self that you are, I want you to take a moment and make some very powerful choices for your own sake. So you know that everybody has talked about 2013 being the year of new beginnings. A new start. A new form of bringing divinity into physical form, into manifestation. So now, before you step out of that true potentiality that makes all possible, I want you to allow yourself to have three visions that you're going to take with you. Three visions that you want to hold close to your heart. If you want to hold close to your heart as symbols, as directives, for the way you would like to see this new beginning of your life. You might even feel that you've already started and simply allow to bring more aspects of that, what you want to be your new beginning to be like, to you. And now that at this moment of these visions, you're not alone. Stepping forward are the seven Elohims representing the mind and the vision of God, each representing a unique force that will put a seed into you to assist you with the manifestation of these three visions that you hold close to your heart as part of your new beginnings. So I will give you time now to focus on these three visions, but also know that you will receive at the same time an energy infusion by the seven Elohims who will support you in the manifestation of those visions. Do this now. Now slowly come to a close with that. And also recognize that because you are so much an aspect of humanity at this point, whether you like it or not, you are an aspect of humanity, that what your visions are not only your visions, but they are visions that you give as a gift to the consciousness of humanity. And therefore, do not doubt or question the validity or even the possibility of your visions to come true. Because there's so much more at stake than only your own life. And I want you to own that, especially when the voice sets in that makes you feel that you're not ready enough, or you're not prepared enough for taking certain steps. In the vastness of that God essence that you're in now, that essence of Source, Creator, all that is, that's also who you are. Otherwise, you could not fear the depths of this. So there are no limits. Now is the time to hold your visions up high, to believe in them, to trust them, to know that these visions are a reality, and that there's nothing that can stop the manifestation of these visions. Each Elohim has a gift for you. These gifts you will take with you into your physical form, and they will unfold in the days ahead. You will simply know when you receive that gift in the physical form that these gifts were the ones from the Elohim. And so know that it is a great honor to hold the vision of God, Source, Creator, all that is, on behalf of humanity, because it means that you are already awakened enough for you to do this, because many are still so asleep that they don't even realize that they can choose a vision versus being told what the vision should be. But you know in your heart that you can choose. So now allow yourself to step back out as an individuated self, flowing back down through the portal of the sun, down into your body, back into your heart. And so let me repeat this for you, because it is very important that you hear this message. There is no longer any time for excuses, for procrastination, for the fear of failing. All that is left is that you face that fear of failure, and you do it anyway. Humanity is in dire need of love and light and the support through your strength, through your courage, and through the manifestation of your vision. Some of the weather conditions that are not only here in America, but they are seen in many other places too, are part of the manifestation of fear and anger and low-frequency thought patterns that are not of the highest good for humanity. Part of this is because the vibrational frequency on Earth has continuously been rising to a higher level. The good news about this is that you can equally, much quicker, manifest beautiful things into the earth realm. But that also holds true for your fears and anger and anxiety. Do not, I repeat, do not get caught up in the dramas that the media is presenting you with. If there is talk about a government taking over, taking away your freedom, do not buy into it. Do not allow yourself to be distraught by information given to you like that. If you become angry or fearful, you're simply feeding into the manifestation of the loss of freedom. Everything that is happening now has a purpose. has a divine plan that is manifesting as part of the liberating process for humanity to awaken to a more global consciousness. So have no doubt that part of the deeper truths will come out into the open at the appropriate time. Towers of protection of lies will fall so that the radiance of love and light will come out. But please do not participate in any form of gossip or any form of hate talk. You're only feeding to the lower frequencies, and it is pulling you down too. Also, do no longer feed into believing that you're not good enough. You are. You're ready for this. You've been prepared for what is coming through many, many lifetimes. You've walked the path of initiation before. This is not about you trying to figure out how to ascend, but this is about you willingly having taken on some of the karma of humanity to transform and transmute it into love and light for the benefit of all. So stop fighting your humanness. Embrace it with love. You've chosen to be the hidden hero that will make a great difference. So be that hero. Be the one who makes a difference. Don't hold yourself back. It is equally important to not judge your body when your body is asking you for your attention. You can get very impatient with your physical form because you remember what it's like to have a light body. Your physical body is doing its best under the outer circumstances. When it asks for rest, allow it that rest. If it asks you to support it in some form or way because it is going through some illness, do not judge it. Do not feel like you're failing. Simply nurture yourself, nurture your body as best as you can. What is happening right now and what is going to happen even further is a continuous change of your body as it moves further and further into the higher vibrational form of a crystalline state. So there are going to be changes in your physical body. There are going to be changes about your eating habits, about your sleeping patterns. Don't get nervous when you wake up in the middle of the night for many weeks in a row. There's a shift. There's a change. Your body is adjusting. Your body is confused. Don't let your lower self talk you into questioning what is going on around you. Embrace your ego. Embrace your lower self also with love. If you study alchemy, if you study the process of transformation, in this process, nothing is being killed. What is called death and rebirth in reality is an integration of something that no longer serves you to become something that does serve you. It is a transformation. It is a merging. It is a changing. It is not a killing. So now part of you will die a total death. It will only change into something more suitable for you. So let's go of that judgment of wanting to kill the ego or the lower self, but embrace it and give it a different job. Give it something else to do. It was very, very needed in past lives to protect your body from getting hurt. Now you can give it a different job. You can give it the job of bringing love and joy into your life. Now tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I ask you to freely share this light that is within your heart with everyone. Touch people in their heart simply through your intent. Touch them deep through seeing how your light ignites their light, how your awakened state ignites their awakened state. There is so much you can benefit for your own self, as well as assist others to benefit from this too. In all this process, if you truly, truly accept that you are an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, then you need to remember that everything around you that is equally part of God, source, creator, all that is also part of you. And so honor it and respect it. And even if it's asleep, even if it is someone that you love, that you would like to see more awaken, respect it for where that person is at. Because you don't know what their past really is. You don't know what's in store for them down the road. So the answer always is and always has been love. The more you love yourself, the more you will love those around you too. The more you respect yourself, the more you will be respected. So it's all about bringing it back to you. There's a lot of exciting things you can look forward to in 2013. Don't fear that because of the little bit of a rough start, that the whole year is going to be like that. But it is about a new relationship for you to gain when it comes to your relationship to matter, to money, to everything dense. It is about bringing spirituality into all aspects of your life, into knowing that matter is not separate from spirituality, but spirituality, that spirit infuses everything. So in this, begin a new relationship now. Consciously, when you hand out money, consciously hand out a piece of divinity to those that you're giving it to. And when you receive money, consciously know that you receive a piece of divinity that you're going to make your own. So it is all about shifting your perception, shifting your understanding of the old belief systems into writing a whole new book of knowledge, a whole new book of life, a whole new book of experience of self. You will find that a lot of the old information will no longer suffice for you and your heart. It's because it's time for a new language to be spoken here on earth. It is a language of light. It is a language of love. And rest assured that no matter how dark certain things in life appear to be, this is only the purging taking place for something beautiful to come out of its center. So be at peace and know that the stillness is in you, the peace is in you. If you only focus on that, if you hang on to that stillness, hang on to that peace, then you will hear us. If you don't hear our words, you will feel our presence because we are around you and I am around you. I am here for you. All you have to do is call me. I shall assist you in any situations that appear to be overwhelming. Call me to wield the violet flame and allow this violet flame to transform and transmute any discordant energies into the vibration of love and light. And then fill the place, the situation, the room, whatever it is, fill it up afterwards with the golden ray of the Christ consciousness, the Christ love, and allow it to fill up the vibration of love after you've transformed and transmuted all of those energies that no longer serve the situation, serve you, into love and light. There's great healing in that, not only for yourself, but also for those that you are in contact with or that are among your friends or your family members or your work relationships, whatever it is. You are a powerful healer. You are a powerful messenger of the divine. You are a light worker. It doesn't make a difference whether you've written 100 books, talk to 1,000 people. Every moment you help to bring about love, every moment you made someone smile, every moment you encourage someone to not see the darkness of fear, but to see hope, to see promise, to see love, to see light, you've become a valuable light worker here on Earth. That's who you are. That's your mission. And however you want to express this in the world, whether it's for artworks or poetry, or simply through standing at a street corner and giving people hugs, it doesn't make a difference as long as you do it from a place of love and a place of joy. Know that the hierarchy of light, all those who have walked the path of ascension before you, the divine angelic kingdom, they are all with you. Don't think that you are in this alone. You never are. And as you are now starting to see the divine master within yourself, you will also be able to see us, ascended masters, outside of yourself. That is a promise that I give you. That is what I know you to be able to embrace inside of you. You are an earth angel. You are already everything that you need to be inside of you. Now allow it to unfold as a lotus flower, one petal after another. And as I always say, use the I am statements for your own sake. The I am is bringing in your true divine I am presence, your spiritual self, your highest God self into you, letting it speak through you and making statements of higher truth. So decide, what is it that you want your divinity to be as an expression here on earth? I am love. I am abundant in the way I live, in the way I work. I am joy. I am the great awakener here on earth at this time. I am the promise of a better tomorrow that manifests into the here and now. It is all about the now. It is all about bringing it back into the present moment. Let go of the past. The future is unknown. It is the choices you make right now that will have the greatest impact in the days ahead. It is a great honor to be with all of you. Know that all of you have been in some form working with me at certain times and will continue to do so, because you do bring about transformation, just as I bring about transformation. Own that and rejoice in the gift that you're bringing to humanity as you assist in transforming the unknown into the known, fear into love, darkness into light, for those who are ready to move into that direction. Don't judge those who prefer to stay in the darkness. That is their experience for their own personal spiritual growth process. Again, sometimes those who seem to be less awakened, who seem to be in the darkness, are those who become your own greatest messenger. Blessings to you, my friends, my fellow light workers. My love is with you always. I am Saint Germain, and it is done. Now enjoy as Mike will start playing another piece of celestial music. Simply allow yourself to sit in this music and to integrate this music into yourself, as you've received much more tonight than you even realize. And it is
Saint Germain?
Yes.
It's Mark.
Yes. Hi, Mark. And thank you, Mark. And I'm glad you're coming on, because I truly want to thank you for your willingness to support these two in making this possible. Thank you, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And before we bring on Mike's music, Saint Germain, I want to announce the phone number in case anybody else wants to come and ask you a question. And the phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So if you want to go online and ask St. Germain a question, you can dial in. And St. Germain, if you are willing, I have Lucy on the phone, and she has a question for you.
Certainly. Go right ahead.
It's always a great honor, St. Germain. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Lucy. You have a question for me?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I would like to know any message from St. Germain to me, please? In general, what he wants me to know?
Certainly. Lucy, just as I said in the message before, embrace yourself. Accept more of your humanness and don't be so hard on yourself. But you also need to break out of some of the relationships that you're in right now. And you already know that in your heart. It is all about loving yourself and respecting yourself a little bit more. You're not a victim of the outer circumstances. Take your power back and make some new choices. Understand that there's a fear of the unknown. Understand that there's a fear of not knowing what the choices will bring to you, if they are going to bring even worst-case scenarios for you. But I'm telling you, for the love of self, you need to take a step back and you need to reevaluate some of the relationships that you're in, as they're taking away from the love and from the light that you can be, not only for yourself, but also for those close to you, dear to you. Does that make sense, my dear?
Hmm. Oh, my God. I don't know.
Of course you wouldn't like that, because that is asking you to make a new choice. Considering where you are now, the new mm-hmm. choice will bring you into a very new form of life. But you need to make that choice. The same old is not working exactly for you. So it's time to make a new choice. And that is a message really for everybody who is listening. If something does not work out for you, we understand the loyalty that you show at different times, but also realize that you're not doing anybody a favor by enabling them with some of their behavior that is not of the frequency of love and light. So it is for you to set up boundaries and to decide what is healthy for you and what is not. And yes, it does take courage, and yes, it does take a certain amount of willingness to step into the unknown. But as you look back, you will see that there's a great feeling of liberation and freedom that you couldn't even see at that moment of the choice, because you were so caught up in your life situation that it couldn't even possibly be a feeling of relief until you stepped far enough away from the situation that you could see that you made the right choice. Thank you, Lucy, for calling in, as that was a very valuable question and information for everybody. Blessings to you, and it is so.
St. Germain, I have Caroline on the line, and I'm going to bring her on for a question, and we have Elaine right behind her. So, Caroline, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, yes, you did. Thank you so much.
You are on with St. Germain. Go ahead.
Good evening, St. Germain. This is Caroline, and I loved all your loving messages. Oh, my gosh, it just entered my heart, and it's still there. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm always asking for your assistance, and I'm so glad I have an opportunity to speak with you today. I'm in a little dilemma. I call it dilemma because it is a dilemma for me. I have this great desire. I'm doing this, what I call a spiritual project. I'm helping another light worker to set up events so she can do some public speaking and spread the word of love and the connection that she has with the source, like we all do. I love doing that. But I don't know what's happening that for the past 2 weeks, I just can't move. And I do, and I'll work on it for a couple of hours. I'll make phone calls. And then it's like I stop as if, you know, like not that I'm giving up, but I don't know what's happening to me.
There are a couple of things that are happening for you, my dear, and it is always a great joy working with you and through you as you do help to bring great healing and love into the world. And know that all of us, members of the Hierarchy of Light, are very grateful for what it is you're doing. Well, one of the things you need to also remember is that you're part of the collective consciousness. And there has been quite a bit of releasing of fear, of anger, of disharmony into the realm that has taken place, that had to come to the surface to be healed and to be transformed and to be transmuted. And that's what you have been doing on an inner level, not consciously so much, but at night when you travel and on the inner realm, you have been doing a lot of work in assisting in transforming and transmuting discordant energies into love and light because you work so closely with me. So rearrange your schedule, be at peace, this too shall pass. It's not that you're failing. It is simply that your body is on overload, so to speak.
Okay.
It is working really, really hard. And in these times, when you see this happening, just nurture yourself, allow yourself to take nice salt water baths, give yourself the rest, meditate, don't judge yourself. Tell everyone that when the time is right, everything will be taken care of, and just allow yourself that time and space. And remember, all of you, please remember that you are multidimensional beings, and you can't forget that. And so sometimes your body is exhausted because on a higher level, you're doing all these processes too. And so just be at peace. This too shall pass. This is only a process where you've worked really hard on the higher realm to assist in transmuting some of the energies that are here, that are happening around you.
Wow, that is so beautiful. I do feel it. I'm very intuitive. You know, my little, what I call the light voice, the God self, tells me every single statement you just told me. And I do, I take it in and I know it. And then I give myself a chance, but then another day comes.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, during the night, I'm very intuitive. I've had angels coming into my room and giving me messages. Actually, the day I got introduced to this young lady, that's some female was coming. I got the goosebumps. Do I also go on ships? I'm always looking up at the clouds during the day and looking at the stars at night.
Yes. You very much are being trained by your star brothers and star sisters, by members of the Galactic Council, very much so. There are many, many right now assisting and supporting Earth in this process that humanity is going through. And because of the frequency they hold, they cannot be physically seen. So we know that many of you are frustrated because you would like to physically see those beautiful spaceships and can. And that's why a lot of the work is taking place on the inner realm again. While you're sleeping, you go to connect with your star brothers and star sisters. You're receiving downloads. You're receiving information. You're receiving seeds of energy that you then in return through your body as a bridge are anchoring into the collective consciousness and into the Earth's realm. That is right now the best way that the Galactic Council can support humanity. As you can imagine, there's still a lot of people who are afraid of those who are coming from the other realms and the other planets and the other star systems and the other dimensions. And so right now, this is the most peaceful way they can approach humanity, and they're using those like yourself who are the ambassadors, who are the channels, who are the bridges to bring to that world. But that's especially in these times right now of this purging. A lot of work is going on, and so you need to be extra kind to your body in this process.
Oh, thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you, my master. Thank you, my master. I love you.
I love you.
And I pray every night for humanity to wake up and not to be scared, to be in fear. I send out prayers. So thank you, thank you. I know there's a young lady after me. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So much. You give me happiness. You give me happiness. Bye now.
Bye.
All right, Saint Germain, I'm going to bring on, and I'm pronouncing names incorrectly this evening, and is it Helene? Helena, do I have to?
You're perfect.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Saint Germain.
Hello,
Hello. I am going through some interesting financial times, and it's my understanding that you can deal with money very easily, and I'd like to be able to do that. I'm pursuing the life of my dreams, the work of my dreams, and my goal is to, you know, to have my needs met.
A lot of what is going on in your life is a continuation of what you observed as a child, too, in your own family life. So it is very important that you use statements of reminding yourself that you do not have to repeat the patterns of others that are around you. Now that you will find great success with what you're doing, just be a little bit more patient, as a lot of your work is in relation to the level that the collective consciousness is at. And the collective consciousness is going to shift further, and then you will also see a great relief in doing that what is so dear to your heart. But there is that part of you that is still connecting to memories of the past, and so I invite you to actually, when you're by yourself, to take a little journey into your heart and to envision your heart as a beautiful mansion. You don't have to do this alone. I will be right there with you, taking your hand as you enter your heart. And I want you to see each room as different aspects of your life and allow yourself to be guided by me or by the Christ or anybody that you want to bring into this, to take you to the door that you need to step through and look at. In this case, you're going to be the observer, the earth angel that holds the power of the golden sphere in your hand, and you will step through the door into those past life situations, having the opportunity to bring healing to those memories, to those very, very much still at the surface hanging experiences that need to be released. And as you do that, you will also find a shift in your relationship to money in general and to the abundance and to the fear of that. And in there, it is not so much about the fear of not having enough money, but there is a part of you that believes that when you do really what you enjoy doing, that there is too great a price to be paid that will punish you for walking that path. Mm. And that is for you to release. And that's why there always has been that paradox for you. On the one hand, you thought you don't really have a bad relationship with money. Why is this happening? It is not so much about the money aspect. It's about doing what you're truly enjoying to do and feeling almost a part of you is feeling guilty, ashamed, feeling bad for following this path and creating, sabotaging yourself like that, and therefore bringing to you limitations that are unnecessary.
Mm, that's big. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. May I ask you something else?
Go into your heart and allow yourself to bring healing to those memories where that has happened before in your childhood.
Mm-hmm. I will.
And growing up. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a gentleman that I care for very much, and I don't know. I feel it's like a destined relationship. But right now we're, you know, kind of friends, colleagues.
It is destined. But again, it comes right back to you sabotaging yourself from what really makes you happy. So as you heal that, you will also be able to be in a relationship that makes you really happy without subconsciously creating blocks. Sometimes these blocks that are being created, and that's really a message for all of you, you think that you create blocks by acting a certain way or saying certain things. When you have cellular blocks inside of your body, it is an energy imprint. It is a magnetic frequency that you're sending out. And then because of that, then the people that you're in contact with or situations have to respond to that frequency. And they can't help but respond a certain way because that is what you, through the law of attraction, are drawing to you. So as you shift your inner self, as you hear that, you shift your magnetic, electromagnetic field, you change your frequency, and therefore you can draw to you new experiences because you're no longer magnetically pulling to you the old experiences. Does that make sense?
It does, and the way I change it then is going to my heart and to ask for the healing in it?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and this relationship that's destined, could he be a life partner?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, it feels so strong, and it does feel like, gee, I kind of messed it up, and I don't mean to, but
It is that subtle sabotaging that is going on that keeps you from your true happiness.
Oh, Lord. And anything else about Tim and me or how to get rid of this sabotage?
Again, the first step you need to do is journey into your heart and open up those doors and bring healing to the different pockets in your heart. That is the first step. If you don't want to do it alone, you can certainly contact this channel, and this channel will give you a personal session and assist you in the process. You don't have to do this alone. You can do it alone. Don't get me wrong, but you don't have to.
Yeah, right now it's not even viable to contact the channel, but if I call on you, Saint Germain, you're there,
but
yeah?
You might be surprised. You can email her and just talk with her about it, okay?
Okay, yeah. Blessings
to you, my dear.
Blessings to you. I'm so glad I called. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, with that, Saint Germain, we have about 4 minutes left. We have one more caller. Do you want to take that caller, or should we let Mike close down with music?
I would suggest that we close down with music. And thank you all for having called in, listened in, and please, please don't stop yourself from the beautiful being of love and light that you can be. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so.